And welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that's SeanGreenShow.com. You can find all the latest interviews, podcasts, news, and all the good stuff there at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out on WGNPlus.com. You can also find everything there too. You can find me pretty much everywhere now. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Sean Green Show. And if you want to follow me on Facebook and stalk me and send me like crazy comments, make sure you do so on my Facebook page, is Sean Green Show Media. Today is Wednesday, and that means movies, movies, movies. And we have Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and a contributing editor at fandango.com. He joins us right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, man?
All right, so I got to get right to it. Mad Max Fury Road, that's coming out, and I can't wait. What are the good and what is the bad about this movie?
I'll be honest with you, there's no bad.
Oh, yes.
And I talk up a lot of movies. Look, there's a lot of movies that I love. Every movie I watch, I go into it, and I look for the good things. I look for the things that people will like. Because in my opinion, there is a movie for everyone. And it's just sort of about figuring out who that movie is for. Mad Max Fury Road, I think, is going to go down as one of the best action movies of the year. May even, I know this is big, I know I'm crazy saying this, this may even go down as one of the best action movies ever made.
Really?
That's how strongly I feel about Mad Max Fury Road. It is spectacular to watch. It's beautifully shot. The action is tremendous. The story is pretty tremendous as well. And, you know, because they used, I would say like 80% of this movie uses practical sort of sets and effects. So it feels like this throwback to those kinds of epic action movies you would see in like the 70s and 80s that used all practical sets. You know, this is before CG and digital effects. So the movie has this kind of gritty, grungy feel to it as well. And it's just spectacular. I cannot recommend this more. I think everybody should see it. And it's not just for dudes either. It's funny, I went to see another movie today, and sitting behind me was an older woman, probably in her, I would say, in her 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
And all she wanted to talk about was how much she loves Mad Max Fury Road. So, a bit of a surprise that it's this good, but yeah, man, I mean, go to Rotten Tomatoes and look at the critics. This one is definitely going to be one of the special movies coming out this year.
Now with Mad Max Fury Road, and some people are, you know, too young to remember the like the original Mad Max, and the Mel Gibson's. I mean, is there any? Do they pay any homage to the old Mad Max films?
Yeah, if you're familiar with the three Mad Max movies, this one will feel a lot like the second one, The Road Warrior. That actually happens to be my favorite one.
Yeah.
And so there's not many callbacks. Like, they don't call out characters from the other movies or anything like that, and none of the characters from the other movies return. It's funny, the guy who played the villain in the first Mad Max movie plays the villain in Fury Road, but they're two different characters. So there's no connections like that. But yeah, I mean, it feels like a Mad Max movie. It's amazing that 30 years after the final Mad Max movie came out with Mel Gibson, Beyond Thunderdome, it still feels very much like a Mad Max movie, but with like the shine of a contemporary film, you know, the camera work and what you'd expect to see from a film these days. You know, the films that came out in the 80s were great to watch, you know, but the budgets weren't as high as the one is for Fury Road, and you know, things were a little bit less shiny back in the 80s. But it's good, man. It's really good, and it's surprisingly female-driven. A lot of strong female characters in it, and just a really interesting, fascinating film that I think a lot of people are going to be surprised about and talk about all year long.
All right, and let's talk sequels. Do you think there'll be any sequels to this? And if so, do you think it will live up to the old Mad Max films as far as sequels?
You know, I don't know. I think if the film does spectacular at the box office, it'll of course get its sequel. But this is an interesting film because, you know, it took a long time to make. The shooting conditions, they were out in the middle of a desert, and it was really tough shooting conditions. So it would be difficult to kind of go back and make a sequel to this movie. So I think it probably is going to take a lot of money in the box office for a sequel to happen. But George Miller, who directed and wrote, has written two sequels. He has a screenplay for a direct sequel and then an outline for another sequel. So he has a trilogy planned in his mind. It's just a matter of who will let him do it. And how will we see it? You know, if it doesn't become a movie, is this something that could become a Netflix series? You know, who knows? So I definitely hope we see more, just because I think there's some brilliant ideas in there, and it's really creative and fun to watch.
Yeah, me too. Because I mean, it still has to fight like Avengers: Age of Ultron, which is still pulling in a lot of money. And when you talk about this film, and we've been talking about this film since last year, and you were just as pumped up now as you were last year. And the crazy thing about it, and I can think back on one movie, which was Pacific Rim, which was a really good movie, but didn't do well at the box office. So I hope Mad Max Fury Road does not fall into that category, because I really want to see more of a Mad Max, and I'm a Mad Max fan. All right, we have another movie coming out this week, since we're talking about what's coming out this week. What other movies we got?
It's sequel weekend. We have Pitch Perfect 2, but you know what? You don't roll your eyes at that, because they're two really good sequels, actually. Pitch Perfect 2, this is a bit of a surprise, this film, the first Pitch Perfect. I don't think the studio expected it to become the phenomenon that it has, but I am of the belief that right now audiences are sort of craving more music in their movies and their TV shows. That's why we're seeing TV shows like Glee and Empire become so successful, and also films like Pitch Perfect, and they just released a trailer for Gem and the Holograms, which arrives in the fall. So I just feel like right now is a time when people want a little bit more music in their movies, and so Pitch Perfect is coming right at the right time, and the same girls are back, and Anna Kendrick, Rebel Wilson. This time their a cappella group is not just squaring off against their own school, but they're going worldwide to international a cappella groups, so look for lots of a cappelling. And yeah, you know, if you like the first one, you'll definitely like this one.
All right, great. And also on movies.com, you have a article about the Star Wars anthology Rogue One. What's the story behind that?
Well, they just hired another actor for the film. Diego Luna has landed a lead role in the film. We don't know what it is. But yeah, this is basically, it's called Star Wars Rogue One. And this December, Star Wars The Force Awakens hits theaters. That's the big one. That's the big sequel to Return of the Jedi 30 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But then in between a new trilogy of movies, they're going to be releasing these standalone, these one-off movies. The first one is Star Wars Rogue One. It arrives in 2016 in December. And it's about the stealing of the Death Star plans. It's like a heist movie, like a war/heist movie about how the rebels stole the Death Star plans. And if you're familiar with Star Wars,
yeah,
you know that those plans are used in Star Wars A New Hope by Luke Skywalker. So, yeah, that's what the film is about, and Diego Luna just landed a part, so I'm curious to see who he's playing.
Yeah, and one question about that. Do you think that's, like, with the new Star Wars coming out later on this year and the plans for Rogue One, do you think that it may be a little too much Star Wars coming at one time, or you think this is going to be spaced out so it won't confuse people that's not necessarily big followers of Star Wars?
You know, it depends on how good they are. You know, so far, all we've seen is the cartoon, is Star Wars Rebels from Disney, and I think they've done a really good job of sort of hearkening back to the original trilogy and what it was like to watch those movies. So if they can keep creating movies that feel like those first three movies, you know, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, if they can feel like those movies but introduce new ideas and stories about this universe, you know, the Star Wars universe is just a really fun playground to tell stories in, and I think that's why Disney picked it up in the first place. So I'm looking forward to having a Star Wars movie every year. Why not? You know, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So I'm definitely optimistic. Everything I've seen from The Force Awakens looks awesome. So yeah, I'm optimistic, and like I said, I love the world, and I'm game for more stories that are told within it.
Right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com, contributing editor at fandango.com. Hey guys, make sure you check out Mad Max Fury Road. That opens up Friday. long anticipated film. We've been talking about this film, like I said, since last year when talking about it. It's finally here, so make sure you guys check that out. Also, if you haven't checked out Pitch Perfect 2, that's also out this Friday, so you got two great movies to see. So make sure you guys check it out. Also, if you want to follow Eric Davis on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Eric Davis on Twitter. And make sure you guys check out movies.com for the Star Wars Anthology Rogue One article by Eric Davis. It's a must read. Make sure you guys check it out. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
You got it, man. Take care.
And we'll be back right after this.